So, ladies and gentlemen, let me start this session with a little bit of delay, but since just after the session is a reception, we should not really have much flexibility in time. My name is Maciej Nalecz. I will be moderating this session today. I'm a director of Division for Science Policy and Capacity Building in UNESCO. And I am also, from the beginning of the Sesame project in Jordan, a secretary of the council. This session, Science for Peace, is dedicated to science for peace, of course. But we will try to present to you some examples which are really enlightening in terms of success stories. And definitely one of the best examples of science for peace in the last century is UNESCO itself. A part of it, UNESCO has two initiatives that were particularly successful. One of them is CERN, another one which is constructed on the basis of the idea, very similar like CERN, is Sesame in Jordan. For this, we are honored and happy to have today with us an extremely distinguished panel of participants, active participants of this session. And I will start from Professor Miklós Reteli from Hungary, who is the former Minister of Resources in Hungary, but also nowadays a president of National Commission for UNESCO, who will actually start our session. His introduction will form a basis, and he will give a lecture on the history of UNESCO and how it happened that UNESCO came into life. Now, Dr. Von Turek-Jan, the next one, is somebody you possibly should know. He is, from early days, very active participant of discussions and ideas concerning science diplomacy. For many years, he was in AAAS in the US, specialized in foreign relations, and he also is the one who launched the journal, scientific journal, Science Diplomacy, in which many of you wrote articles, and definitely all of you read this journal. Now, the next one, Professor Zera Sayers, is a famous Turkish scientist, a biochemist, who currently is chairing a scientific committee of Sesame. So she is not only the user of Sesame coming from a member state, but she is also driving the scientific program of the Future Center. And then two gray-haired gentlemen here are the clue of the story. Two directors general of CERN. And although it's not in the sequence, but chronologically, I should start from Hervik Schöpper. Hervik Schöpper was a director general of CERN in the 1980s, when the first big collider was constructed, electron-positron collider. Next to him is Professor Sir Chris Llewellyn-Smith, who was the Director General of CERN at the moment when Large Hadron Collider, that led to discovery of Higgs boson, was conceived. And it was Professor Chris Llewellyn-Smith that started this whole adventure. So with such a panel, what do you need more? I am sure it's going to be a very interesting session, and now I would like to invite Professor Reteli to start with his introduction, historical introduction, on the role of UNESCO.